Sri Lanka tea exports are down sharply as the industry faces a growing challenge that has little to do with weather, crop yields, or auction performance. Instead, the issue is market concentration. Reuters reports that Sri Lanka's tea export earnings fell more than 17% in March compared to a year earlier. Shipments to Iraq declined 38%, while exports to the United Arab Emirates fell an astonishing 93%. Those numbers matter because the Middle East remains the most important export region for Ceylon tea. Iraq was Sri Lanka's largest tea market in 2025, importing more than 39 million kilograms. The UAE imported roughly 21 million kilograms and serves as a critical trading, blending, warehousing, and redistribution hub for tea that moves throughout the Gulf, North Africa, and parts of Central Asia. For decades, Sri Lankan exporters built strong commercial relationships across Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and other Gulf markets. That strategy helped support export growth and premium pricing. But recent events are revealing the risks of relying heavily on a single region. When geopolitical instability rises, the impact extends well beyond shipping. Buyers become cautious. Banks tighten credit. Insurance costs rise. Importers delay purchases. Currency volatility increases. In other words, tea demand can weaken even if the ports remain open. The challenges amplify because these markets account for more than one-third of Sri Lanka's tea exports by volume and an even larger share of export earnings. Outside the Middle East, Sri Lanka maintains important positions in Russia, Central Asia, and Europe, where buyers continue to favor orthodox black teas. North America remains a much smaller market, but one that purchases higher value pocket tea, specialty tea, and branded teas. While the United States and Canada cannot replace Middle Eastern demand overnight, they represent some of the industry's most promising long-term growth opportunities. Meanwhile, Colombo auction demand has remained reasonably firm, and policymakers continue discussing reforms that could give exporters more flexibility in how tea is marketed and sold through direct purchases. The larger lesson is strategic. Tea companies often talk about diversifying sourcing origins. This situation shows that market diversification may be just as important. For Sri Lanka, the challenge over the coming months will be maintaining market share in the Middle East while accelerating efforts to develop alternative destinations for Ceylon tea. Business insight. The tea trade tends to focus on prediction risk. Drought in Kenya, labor unrest in Assam, and frost in China. But this week's Sri Lanka story is a reminder that customer concentration can be just as dangerous as crop concentration. A tea exporter with 40% of sales tied to a single region is exposed to forces beyond its control. The lesson extends beyond Sri Lanka. Export diversification is no longer simply a growth strategy. It is becoming a risk management strategy. Companies that develop multiple destination markets before disruptions occur will be far more resilient than those forced to diversify after a crisis begins. Tea workers protesting across several estates in Assam made headlines this week, but the demonstrations revealed something larger than a labor dispute. Thousands of workers at five Dabugra tea gardens have raised concerns about wages, housing, health care, and working conditions. Labor tensions are not new to Assam, but the protests come at a particularly sensitive moment for India's largest tea-producing region. Reports indicated organized protests and road blockades, but no major injuries, fatalities, or widespread violence. Behind the unrest is a growing list of pressures affecting the competitiveness of Assam tea. One source of controversy remains India's tea auction reforms. Earlier this year, the tea board closed the Jorhat Tea Auction Center and continues to enforce mandatory digital auction requirements. Supporters say the reforms improve transparency and traceability, while critics argue that they reduce marketing flexibility and make it harder for producers to negotiate directly with buyers. At the same time, export markets are becoming more challenging. Instability in the Middle East is disrupting buying patterns across some of the world's largest tea-consuming regions. Importers facing uncertainty over shipping, financing, insurance costs, and consumer demand are becoming more cautious. Sri Lanka is currently the most exposed, but Indian exporters are closely monitoring developments. Europe poses another challenge. Enforcement of existing maximum residue levels, MRLs, is increasingly strict. European buyers are demanding more residue testing, traceability, and compliance documentation before committing to purchases. For exporters unable to consistently meet these requirements, access to premium markets is becoming more difficult and more expensive. Meanwhile, competition is intensifying closer to home. Improving trade relations with Nepal are facilitating greater movement of tea across the border. Nepal's orthodox tea sector continues to expand and gain recognition among international buyers. With lower cost and improving quality, Nepalese teas are creating additional competition in premium categories traditionally associated with Darjeeling and parts of Assam. None of these issues alone threatens Assam's standing as one of the world's great tea-producing regions. Together, however, they create a more challenging operating environment than many producers have faced in years. The question is not whether Assam can produce world-class tea. It is whether the region can adapt quickly enough to remain competitive in a rapidly changing global market. Turkey's tea sector is experiencing record exports. According to the Eastern Black Sea Exporters Association, Turkey exported more than 6,200 tons of tea last year, generating $34.8 million. That marked a 25% increase in volume and a 38% increase in value. Turkish tea reached 122 countries last year. The sales office in Belgium alone accounted for $12.7 million in purchases. The United Kingdom followed at $5.8 million, and Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus purchased $2.6 million. Those numbers are small compared with the world's largest tea exporters, but they matter because Turkey has historically been a domestic tea market first. Turks drink enormous quantities of black tea, and most Turkish tea is consumed at home. The state-controlled company, Kakur, has long played a stabilizing role in the Eastern Black Sea region, buying leaf from thousands of small farmers and supporting rural incomes in Riza, Trabzon, Artvin, and Giresun. But the export strategy is changing. Turkey's not trying to compete with Kenya or Sri Lanka at a low-cost bulk supplier. Its production costs are too high and domestic demand is too strong. Instead, exporters are pushing branded, packaged, and higher-value tea into markets where Turkish identity matters. Europe is central to that strategy. Belgium is not only a major supplier, but it also acts as a distribution hub into Germany, France, and the Netherlands. The UK is another important market, and Turkish exporters are also targeting the Middle East, North America, and Asia Pacific. The strategic point is that Turkey is using exports to increase per kilogram value, not merely to move surplus tea. For Kakur and private exporters, the next stage is to deepen retail and wholesale relationships, especially in Europe, and to expand beyond diaspora demand. Turkey's tea export growth is still in its early stages, but the direction is clear. A tea industry built to serve domestic drinkers is now learning how to sell origin, identity, and brand value abroad. Business Insight. Turkey's tea export gains were gradual, not sudden. Export revenue rose from just $13 million in 2018 to nearly $35 million in 2025. After a pandemic-era boost and a brief slowdown in volume in 2023, exporters shifted towards higher-value sales and broader distribution across Europe. Belgium became central to that strategy, serving as both Turkey's largest buyer and a gateway to the broader European market. The result is export revenue now recorded for an industry once focused almost exclusively on meeting Turkey's remarkable consumption, which averages 10 cups per person per day, in the winter months.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.